This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hey, world. This is Quentin Quartel coming at you. A lover of business innovation. Business process innovation, business innovation, product innovation. I love when people think, when they experiment. I love being part of that at all levels.
This is the first episode of a new series with Quentin Quartel, Agile Coaching, A New Hope. Hey, Quentin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lance. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. So you were talking about going to Australia last time I spoke to you.
I did. I went down under and I'm now back. It was stressful and fun and exhilarating and big stretch. All of the above, yeah.
Wow. Why was it a big stretch?
It was certainly the largest audience I'd got to speak to yet. It wasn't my first keynote, but it was the largest one. So I guess that puts a lot of pressure on myself. And I had delayed preparation later than the last responsible moment.
So you made it exciting, did you?
Yeah. Well, and then there was a combination of last-minute business trips that were in there. And then I was balancing out with family visits as well. It was a bit of a mixed trip. Glad I went.
Yeah, sounds busy.
But the topic was really interesting. So when they asked me to come out and speak, so I'm known for Fast Agile. That's my baby. And I can talk about Fast Agile all day. But I wanted to talk about Fast, but I wanted to put it into a context relevant to things that are happening and what's going on. So, Fast played a part of the talk, but the main part of the talk is really about the state of Agile today. And there's lots of talk about that going on now, like, Agile is dead. And, if it is dead, what does that mean for you? So I guess that's where I started with to say, hey, I'm an Agile coach, and right now I'm really scared. And I'm scared because people with this job title, they're not in a good place, right? There's lots of people getting laid off. It's hard to find work. It's hard to stay in work. What does that mean for us? And so I wanted to give some ideas and opportunities for what it could mean for Agile coaches. Want to hear?
Wow. So you're bringing in a topic that's very topical, but also maybe not making people happy.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why I was trying to find a happy place to take them, or at least some kind of semblance of hope. Yeah.
So your message wasn't get out now?
No, it was a bit of a pivot. Yeah. It was, I think it's time for a pivot, and here's what I think we should pivot to. Have I got you curious?
Yeah, I'm curious. Let's hear it.
Ah, all right. So first I was looking for some data. It's funny, like I can actually hear myself going back into Australian. I'm looking for data around the state of Agile today. And so I use Google Trends, and I just did a search for Agile software development. And sure enough, you can see data started getting collected in 2004. You can see it trending up until probably reaches its zenith around 2016. It's reached its peak, stays there till 2022. Yeah. And then you can see the decline starts. So that's just the data from Google Trends, but that matches kind of what I've seen and what other people are seeing. So then you have to ask yourself why, what's going on to make this downward trend.
By the way, can I take these images and put them in the show notes?
Yeah, for sure. Before we get there, let's look at how Agile started, right? Agile started it was radical innovation. And you know, Agile today, we don't do a lot of radical innovation. You know, we do small changes, we do incremental change, we don't do step change, right? So this idea of evolution versus revolution, right? So it's for the longest time we do evolution and you stay away from revolution, but Agile was actually born out of revolution. Let's not forget that. Let's look at Scrum. There's a quote here from a book by Sutherland, the famous twice the work in half the time. Anyway, he was talking about one of his early days in Scrum. He said, "I decided the best option for us to change everything. The operation was too broken to fix piecemeal." So changing everything, and that is extremely radical, right? We didn't do that, right? But this is how Agile was born. And if you look at XP, kind of a similar story. Kent Beck in Detroit, right here in Detroit where I live, at Chrysler, he shows up at a project there. The project is failing. They were dead in the water already, and so he said, "Well, screw it. If we're going to fail anyway, why don't we do these things that I've been itching to do, and you know what? We'll just do them all at once, right? Because what's the worst that can happen?
Right?
If you're going to fail anyway, what's the worst that could happen? Right? You might not fail. So that's a radical approach. And he said, "Well, what are all the good things that we can do in software? And let's not do one at a time. You know, we don't have time for that. Let's just do them all at once." So it was a crazy idea. And that's how extreme programming was born. And so he took good things in software and turned them to the extreme. So is code reviews a good idea? Yeah, code reviews are good. Well, what would that look like in the extreme? Well, then we would, what if we did code reviews continuously? I'll pair with someone, and then while I'm coding, I've got another pair of eyes on my code, and we're reviewing while we're coding. Wow, and that's how pair programming was born. So that's code reviews done in the extreme. And well, if we integrate our code is good, what would that look like if we did that in the extreme? Well, what if we did that, you know, after every commit? What if we pushed our code or you know, if we stayed on trunk and built on trunk and did like small continuous pushes to trunk? And that's how continuous integration was born. That's the real meaning of continuous integration. It's kind of changed a little now with all the tooling, but this is how Agile was born, through like radical innovation. So that was how it was born. That's how it got there. And so now here we are years on, and I share that because, you know, what I did at Primera in 2016 was something pretty radical as well. Like I threw out a lot of the best practices and went, yeah, why don't we try this? And you know, that's how fast was born. And so I guess that's what I was saying to the audience. That was my introduction to fast. It's time for radical innovation. Stop trying to do. Here's what I know. If you keep doing what you were doing in 2022, you're going to get diminishing results. And that's what we're seeing. It's time to try something different. It's time to pivot. Fast is a pivot you can try. It's pretty radical, I guess, compared to conventional Agile. So that was my call of action to the audience. It's your turn to innovate, and having experimenting with fast is a way to innovate. You go, hey, what if we did this thing here? Or like we used open space as a way to organize people around work and you know, dynamically reteam people, self-selecting to teams. What if we did that? That's pretty out there, pretty radical. And now's the time to try radical things, because if we keep doing what we're currently doing, ain't gonna work. So that's an option for you, but it's not that, you know, it's not the only option. And I want people to experiment, and I give you an idea to experiment with.
Ace is an agile consultant who shares space with a coffee shop in order to save on the rent. Meet this hard-boiled agile consultant and follow his adventures on helping his clients become agile no matter the circumstance. Scrum Noir, the project management comic book that teaches you agile, is available on Amazon. Just search for Scrum Noir. N-O-I-R. Check out the show notes because we have agile enhanced goodies such as some of the visuals that Ron and I talk about in the show notes. If you downloaded this episode from a website, go back to the webpage where you got the episode and you will see the show notes there. Otherwise, if you have a podcast player, it shows up right there in your device for easy access. Next episode, more Quentin Quartel.
And like Diana Larson said, Agile isn't dead. It won.
Interesting.
And I think that's it. Now we've won. The demand for Agile coaches and transformations is like dropping drastically because you're at the tail end of the adoption curve.